short. The next speaker is going to be talking about wrapping very large C++ libraries in Python automatically. Okay.
You hear me? Up. So yes, I will talk about AutoWig that was developed by Christophe Pradala and myself. So as you know, Python is widely used in scientific community. And that's because there is a lot of scientific libraries. Some of them are pure Python package, but some are including C, C++, or Fortran libraries. And there is a lot of work that has been done for them, but still missing some libraries. I will take an example as I have an intern working of gene regulatory networks. Those networks are represented by graphs where vertices are genes and edges represent relationships between genes. In statistics, you use data frames where you have gene measurement, and usually you made the hypothesis that it was generated with a multivariate normal distribution when you can reconstruct the graph using the concentration matrix. For historical reasons, my intern should develop in a C++ library. And since there is many linear algebra problems, use one of the C++ libraries available. So let's take Eigen. But she also need to make this available for biologists that pay her for doing this. So we need to have an interface for Eigen and StatistKit library in Python to have clear code that can be used by biologists. What she must do is by writing a header, that's not really surprising for C++, but she needs to have a way to represent the C++ constructs in Python. Python provides a C API to allow this, but it's kind of complicated and I can't ask her for that. There is several semi-automatic solutions like BoostPython. BoostPython is quite good, but it's still a verbose approach. You have almost the same number of lines that you header, that meaning the same thing, and you could have errors. You need to translate your documentation. It's not really useful for large libraries. And so how can I automate the process for her? So using a software construction tool like Esconce, we are able to automate the process with two steps. The first one is deploy, where you can install your headers and AutoWig pass them to generate a database when you could have some requests. Requests are used to control the output of your wrapping, but also to generate the wrappers that will be compiled in order to have the Python library. I will go back to the interactive workflow in order to precise what we need to do. In the passing step, we first generate an AST, which is an abstract syntax tree containing C++ components. And we are using CLang to produce it because it's a compiler that is able to do this in Python. And then we do a semantic analysis of the AST to produce an ASG. The main difference is the uniqueness of components and edges representing relationships among these components. I will not talk here about the control step, but later. And the generated step is just using the ASG with Python code and predefined rules, such as with the macro templating engines, to generate C++ wrappers and some Python files. Here is an example of the macro templating engine. It's just a string when you put your C++ code, and you can have conditional writing of this code using Python objects, like enumeration here. So you can define your enumeration with global name using a renaming of this enumeration for having the Python name and loop over all enumerators contained in this enumeration. I will take the example of Eigen because it's a pure template library that is really frequent in C++, the first thing you need to do is to write a C++ header when you use typedef to define which of the template instantiation you want to have in your Python library. Then you just need to create an abstract semantic graph which is empty at the beginning and use the parser with giving him the header to parse it and the compilation flag. Once this is done, you have a new ASG which is completed. And since I don't really know how Eigen is working internally, I just need the default controller to have some rules predefined in order to generate my wrappers. Once I've done that, I just need to use the generator to write a Boost Python module, PEigenCPP, and a decorator, PEigenP, and write them to disk. Normally, if I compile all the wrappers that that has generated, I have no errors. But since in Eigen there is many template methods that are not available for specific template instantiations, there is some methods that that you can launch only on 3D matrices, for example. We developed a GCC or CLang error parser in order to modify the ASG according to these errors, so you can bootstrap the process and after all, having the wrappers that are compiling. Just an example with the statistic case. First, statistic is depending on Eigen, so the ASG that you give to the controller is the same as you add in the Eigen library in order to know which components you already wrapped. And here, since we're using STL containers, we need to have some controller that tells AutoWig not to wrap some classes that are not really interesting, such as stdless, stdhash, and execute them on the ASG. Just some recommendation to use AutoWig. It's better to follow some guidelines. So with Boost Python, we cannot use C-arrays, and it's better to use smart pointers for memory management, but you can still define your own system using the Python code. And it's better to wrap either complete libraries or well-defined subsets with namespace or precise header. It's just in order to minimize the code you are producing in the control step. One of the advantages is the use of Python code in the controller step because it allows you to define rules that can be conditional in terms of template instantiation. And you have, when you're developing a library, you have the same ID all along. So you write once your rules and it will always generate the wrappers good. It has been used by me for wrapping the CLang library. As perhaps you know, the libclang is a Python bindings for the CLang library, but doesn't have everything. So we use these Python bindings to rewrap CLang and to bootstrap the process and have an IST which contains all C++ nodes. It has been used on Eigen or STL containers and my libraries, which is in fact the only one that follows the guidelines I gave, but I didn't encounter any problem with CLang Eigen. Just have some problem with structure analysis, which is a C++ library developed in my lab, but that was constructed before the STL. It's quite old and mostly C, so it's not really adapted. The code is on GitHub. You can see the documentation and Jupyter notebooks to see how it's work on the read the docs. You can play with Docker images, and of course, you can install it using Conda. And you can look at the paper that will probably be published in PG Computer Science. But that's all.
Excellent. Can the next speaker come down and get set up? And in the meanwhile, I'll go around asking.
Yeah, this is a promising approach on an important task in scientific computing to do this connection between the much used C++ and Python. Do you see this already at production level? How would you ensure long-term maintainability of this? And a specific question, you use error messages from CLang to get the template instantiation right. Are these long-term stable, or would you get problems with new CLang versions having new format of error messages?
Yeah, the problem is with CLang, it's not really stable. It seems to have been stabilized in order for classes concerning only the IST. I just need those classes. So if they are making any change, I need to rewrite the parser. But it's in Python code, and it's about 1,000 lines. So it's not really so big. But it's true that we need to maintain this. I don't know how my team will act on this. Perhaps I will continue, but I don't know.
Okay, thank you very much.